Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, and also your morning show host on EternityReadyRadio.com from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Hope everybody's doing well today on a Thursday. Just wanted to check in and say hi-dee. Hi-dee-ho, hi-dee-who, as we always say. Yes, this is Toast and Coffee from the Jazz Guitar Club. I thought you guys would like it. Something a little different to listen to. And again, thank you so much, friends, for tuning in. Finally, I've got a great show lined up today, as everybody is anticipating finishing my conclusion on the book of Revelations, chapter number 22. And we'll be discussing that here in a little bit on our show. Also, I've got some great Christian music that's going to be coming up and some Christmas music for you all as well. Now, before I tell you all what's going to be happening today on our show, I want to remind you, you can always email me any questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Excuse me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. You can also message me any prayer requests, questions, comments, anything that you may want to be talking about. Feel free. You can always get in touch with us. All right, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today on a Thursday. And good Thursday morning to everybody. All right, on our Thursday show, today again, we're going to be taking it to the book of Revelation. Chapter 22, I'm going to conclude going from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 21. I'm going to be giving you a summary on that. Also, before we even get into that lesson, we got a great Bible devotion that you guys are going to love. It's called, are you ready for this? Peacemakers. We all need that, don't we? Especially what we're going through in today's time. Got a great devotion on peacemakers today, here in just a little bit. Also, we have Deacon Paul Brown on special request, along with Ebenezer Scrooge and Encore. They're going to be, it's going to be a different one, of course. They're going to be out here talking today. They're going to talk about various kinds of coffee. This ought to be pretty interesting since we have our coffee show. So I know you're going to get a lot out of that as well. I missed you guys. Last time we talked, we were doing a show, me and Miss Annie was, at an undisclosed location. We had company. We had her two dogs, Duke and Daisy. She told me to tell all you guys hi out there, by the way, just to keep her mind and spirit. Sometimes she tunes in, and we catch her on our coffee and conversations that we try to have from time to time. All right, well, before we get ready to go do our usual jumping jacks, have you been blessed this week? Has great and wonderful things happened for you in your life? Well, they're going to be here in just a little while. All right, let's get those morning exercises going. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. All right. Well, today, friends, we are going to be talking about peacemakers. You know, the book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 9, Scripture reminds us, blessed are all the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. You know, to have peace with God, you have to have the peace of God in our hearts, and sometimes that isn't enough. In fact, the vertical relationship must have a horizontal outcoming, or our faith is in vain. Now, Jesus said that we are to love the Lord with all of our hearts and our neighbors as ourselves. This dual love for God and others is like a positive and negative poles of like a battery. Unless both connections are made, we have no power. In fact, a personal faith is normally useless unless it has a social application. A notable exception would be if you would have soon to seen a thief, to be the thief on the cross, I should say, who repented only moments before his death. And yet countless people have been touched all over the centuries by the example of faith. So if we have peace with God and the peace of God, we will become peacemakers. We will not only strive to have peace with our neighbors, but we will also be leading them to discover the source of true peace with Christ. And let me ask you this, is this the peace of Christ that in your life that is overflowing to others? In other words, I want you to think about this, friends. Are you overflowing your peace to others? Are you telling them about Jesus Christ? Remember, it's the very importance of it all, being the peace and being the peacemakers. Amen? Amen. All right, well, first off, we got him here. He's drinking coffee. We're going to introduce, first off, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Stand by one moment. Okay, guys, you're going to have to forgive me. I'm a little bit scatterbrained today. I had to put in this PDA announcement. All right, there we go. All right, again, stand by. Get ready for Deacon Paul Brown, the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and give him a cheer. He's in the Faith Studio 1 here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. We're going to give him some hand claps. And you know what I want to do? I want to give him some crow along with those claps. Your friend, my friend, that's right, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Deke. How you doing?
See, I'm doing just fine. And hello, and I cannot believe it. I am actually going to be talking to Ebenezer Scrooge again. See, hey, we're just turning this into just a great show between me and Ebenezer Scrooge.
That's right. Here in just a minute, I'm fixing to call out Ebenezer Scrooge, who is, via the phone due to social distancing. I hope eventually we'll get him out at the studio. He's on a very rare occasion, since we're getting ever so close with the holiday season, you know, Thanksgiving being about, what, 2 or 3 weeks away.
That's right, 2 or 3 weeks away, and it's going to be Thanksgiving. I can't wait to have some turkey and dressing.
That's right. Well, I heard that Ebenezer wants to challenge you with some coffee. Are you ready to challenge him?
I'm always up against a challenge with Ebenezer Scrooge, that grumpy old goat.
Shh, be careful what you say. I'm fixing to get him on the line here in just a minute. All right, stand by, Deacon. I'm fixing to go ahead and get him his intro music. Well, ladies and gentlemen, just a little bit of intro music. The one, let's give him some cheer. Let's give him some hand clapping. I also want to give him a little bit of morning crow this morning on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Your friend, my friend, at least for a little while, Ebenezer Scrooge. Hello, Ebenezer.
Hey, how are you? And hello, everybody. Ebenezer Scrooge on the phone with CA and the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. And I hear you have Deacon Paul Brown with the Barry Castle Terry Barry.
Hold on, Ebenezer. Let me pronounce that right.
Now, he's got that wrong there, CA. This ain't a good way to talk about the deacon.
That's right. Deacon, you want to tell him?
I'm Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, Ebenezer. Let's do this on take three, take two, take one. All right, it's the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas.
There you go, Ebenezer. We're going to give you some cheer again, clapping, and I'm going to give you some morning crow this morning, good man.
Well, C.A., I am not in the best of moods.
Okay, what happened?
Well, you know exactly what happened. I'm talking about coffee that I'm going to talk. That's right, I am going to talk to Deacon Paul Brown, and we're going to have a little word about coffee.
Ooh, Deke, did you hear that?
I sure did. Bring it on, brother. What kind of coffee do you want to talk about? Because Deacon, he goes to the Turnip Cafe and gets him always some coffee. Then the Starbucks has some great coffee.
Now, hold on, Deacon. Hold on. Did I hear you say Starbucks?
Yes, I'm talking about Starbucks.
Starbucks. Starbucks. All one word together. Ready? One, two, three.
Starbucks.
There we go. All right. It's like those green tomatoes.
Well, see, hey, they are always green tomatoes. But yes, we talk about Starbucks.
Starbucks, whatever you want to call it.
Anyway, yes, I got something that I want to tell you about, and that is that on the coffee there, Scrooge, okay, on this coffee, me and you need to have a little heart-to-heart about coffee. Now, coffee is very, very good. Now, I like, C.A. likes the pumpkin spice. I do too there, Scrooge. Well, now, I'm going to tell you something about pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice is good as long as you sprinkle some of that cinnamon on top of it. That's right. Now, I'm not talking sugar cinnamon, because C.A. has to continue to watch that sugar. I'm talking about regular cinnamon. That's right. That's right. Yes? Cinnamon. Okay, now, cinnamon is good.
Now, hold on, fellas. We're talking about cinnamon. Yes, Deacon. Yes, Ebenezer. I had to be extremely careful about making sure I don't put too much sugar.
Yeah, you know why, Ebenezer? That way C.A. won't be bouncing off the walls. Let's give him some laughs on that. Yeah, that way C.A. won't be bouncing off the walls.
That's right, guys. I don't want to be bouncing off the walls.
Now, there's other kind of coffee that I like, too. That's peppermint mocha.
Now, you got that right, Deacon. You said peppermint mocha.
That's right. Peppermint mocha is very delicious. Now, Scrooge, how do you like that? Well, I tell you what about that peppermint mocha. It's good as long as you put a peppermint bark in the coffee. Peppermint bark? I never heard of peppermint bark in coffee. Have you, C.A.?
Yes, I have. I truly have. Yes, peppermint bark is good. So, yes, it's got a little bit of twang to it, I guess you could say. All right, well, give me one more coffee, guys, because I got a busy show on closeout on the book of Revelations chapter 22.
C.A., I can't wait to hear Revelations chapter 22.
It's going to be good, Ebenezer. You don't want to miss it.
That's right. This guy can really teach at CA. He's a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching preacher.
That's right. I believe in definitely teaching on the Word of God. All right, guys, give me one more coffee.
All right, here's another one, CA. Yeah, I don't know if you want to call it Christmas or not, but I call it Cafe Mocha, one of your other favorites.
Yes, yes, Cafe Mocha.
Now, wait a minute there, Deacon. What about Vanilla Bean? Ooh, Vanilla Bean's good, too.
Well, there we go. We're adding about three or four more coffees on there. Fellas, I'm glad you're getting along. Here's what I want to do. Hopefully next week, I want to have you guys both here at the studio at Faith Studio One next week with our mask on. We're going to social distance, and we're going to have a little bit more of a longer discussion. So we're going to talk more than coffee. We're just going to talk about life in general. You guys open to open discussion on that?
C.A., I am always interested. And I'm going to remind you something before I get ready to get off the air. I want you to pick your trash up and don't drop it over in your neighbor's yard. I want you to put in the nearest trash recyclable.
There you go. Let me give you some hand claps on that. Cheering and hand claps. Ebenezer, Morning Crow 2 as well. You deserve that. because you, my friend, are improving.
That's right, he and C.A., because yours truly, Deacon Paul Brown, had a talk with Ebenezer the other day on the phone. Isn't that right, Ebby?
Well, that's exactly right there, Deacon.
Okay. All right, guys. I've got a song I'm going to play. Josh Gorman sings it. It's Oh Holy Night. We're going to be playing some Christmas music from time to time as we get closer to Christmas. Y'all have a good day. We will catch you next week. Anything else you want to say there, Ebenezer?
See, hey, I just want to say everybody have a great weekend. And again, any trash you have, pick it up, put it in the nearest trash recyclable. And Deacon, I'll catch you next week at Faith Studio One.
All right. Well, Josh Corman's coming up right now. Oh, Holy Night, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words.
The happiest, the happiest, the happiest, the happiest.
I'll tell you what, there is nothing else better to listen to than Frank Sinatra and Company, the merriest of merriest, only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Okay, as promised, guys, we're going to conclude on the book of Revelations, chapter 22. I'm going to take it all the way from verses 1 until verse number 21, and we're going to be breaking it down to the river of life and Jesus is coming, and then I'm going to give you my breakdown summary on that. So if you got your Bibles ready, get ready, and here we go. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God, of the Lamb down the middle and of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month with the leaves of the tree, for healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God, I should say, and of the Lamb will be in the city. And his servants will serve him. They will see his face, with his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. There will be no need for the lamp, the light for the lamp, or for the light of the sun. For the Lord God will give them light. And they will reign forever and forever. The angel said to me that these voices are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angels to show his servants the things that must take place soon. Now we're going to break it down to Jesus' coming. Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy in this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw these, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and prophets, with all who keep the word of the book, worship God. Then he told me, do not seal up the words of this prophecy of this book, because the time is near. Let him who does not wrong continue to do wrong. Let him who continues to veil continue to veil. Let him who does right continue to do right. And let him who is the holy continue to be holy. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash the robes, that they might have the right to the tree of life and can go outside the gates in the city. Outside are dogs that are practice magic arts, the sexual immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for all the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. I am the bride and the morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come and let me see who hears. Come, whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever washes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add the plagues described in this book. And if anyone ever takes the word away from the book of the prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy of the city, which is described in this book. He who testifies these things shall say, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus will be with his people. Amen. Wow. We have just concluded, guys, the book of Revelations, chapter 22. Now I'm going to give you a summary of it with my notes. Friends, a description of the heavenly state under the figures of the water of the tree and the tree of life, and of the throne of God and the Lamb, as we read in Revelations chapter 22, verses 1 and 5. The truth and the certain fulfilling of the prophetic visions the Holy Spirit and the bride and the church invite and say, come, as we continue reading in our summary here on the book of Revelations chapter 22, verses 6 through 19, and the closing blessing, as we just read in the book of Revelations, chapter 22, verses 20 and 21. If, like we were reading in the book of Revelations, chapter 22, verses 1 and 5, let me give you a breakdown. All the streams, friends, of the earthly comfort are muddy, but these are clear and refreshing. They give life and they preserve life to those who drink of them. And thus they flow forevermore. These points to have the quickening and sanctifying influences of the Holy Spirit as giving to sinners through Christ. You see, friends, the Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father and me applies from this salvation to our souls by His new creating and loving power. You see, friends, the trees of life are fed by the pure waters of the river that comes from the throne of God. The presence of God in heaven is the health and the happiness of His saints. Let me stop there. Heaven's going to be a happy place. Heaven's going to be a place of no pain, no agony, no sin, love, worship, honor, our God, our Heavenly Father up in heaven. Keep that in mind. The presence of God in heaven is the health, like I was saying, and the happiness of the saints. The tree that is enabled of Christ and all of the blessing of the salvation and the leaves for the healing of the nation means that His favor and presence supply all good to the inhabitants of that blessed world. The devil has no power there. He cannot be drawn to the saints for serving God, nor can he disturb them in the servants of God. You see, God and the Lamb are here spoken as of one. Service there shall not be only freedom, but honor and dominion. There will be no night, no affliction, no dejection, no pause in the service or enjoyment, no diversions or pleasures of man interverting. There will be wanted. How different from all of this gross and merely human views of heavenly happiness, even those who refer to the pleasures of the mind. You know, continuing on, like I was reading the book of Revelations chapter 6 and 19, you see, friends, the Lord Jesus spoke by the angel, suddenly and confirming the contents of this book, particularly of this last version. He is the Lord God, faithful and true, also by His messengers, the holy angels, showed them to the holy men of God. They are the things that must shortly be done. They are the things, again, that must shortly be done, because Christ come quickly and put all the things out of doubt. And by all the integrity of that angel who had been the apostle's interpreter, he refused to accept religious worship from John, as we read. And he reproved to him for offering it. This presents another testimony against idolatrous worship of the saints and the angels. You see, God calls everyone to be a witness in declarations here made. This book, the Bible, thus kept open, will have the effect upon all men. The filthy and the unjust will be more so, but it will also be confirmed. You see, strength and further sanctify those who are upright with God. Never let us think that a dead or disobedient faith will save us. For the first and the last have declared, of all those alone that are blessed, will do His commandments. It is a book that shuts out, form heaven all wicked and unrighteous persons. Particularly, friends, as we had read, those who love and make lies. You ever been around someone that makes lies? You won't have two in heaven. Therefore, cannot itself be a lie. There is no middle place or condition. You see, Jesus, who is the spirit of the prophecy, has given his churches this morning light of prophecy to assure them that the light of the perfect day is approaching. And all this is confirmed by the opening and the general invitation to mankind to come and to partake freely of the promises and of the privileges of the gospel. You see, friends, the Spirit, by the sacred word and the convictions and the influence and the sinner's consequence, says, come to Christ for salvation. And the bride, or the whole church on earth and in heaven, says, come and share our happiness. You see, up in heaven, it's going to be happy. Remember that. Like he says in Scripture, I have many mansions for you up in heaven. Don't get me wrong, let me just stop here on my notes. We have realtor friends that I know that sell homes and stuff, and God bless them, there are some beautiful homes. But up in heaven, he's got homes and many mansions. It'd be a place of love. Like I said, a place of worship. Just think about all that. Great and wonderful things. It says, come and share our happiness. Lest any should hesitate, it is added. Let whosoever will or is willing come and take of the water of life freely. May everyone who hears or reads these words desire at once to accept the gracious invitation. See, he's given the invitation to get to heaven. To get to heaven, you got to know Jesus Christ. All are condemned, and those who are dared to corrupt, change the word of God, badden it or taking it away. It's a sin to do that. We don't alter the Bible. The Bible's real, friends. Always remember that. And concluding on my notes that I have here on Revelations chapter 22 and verse 20 and 21. After discovering these things to his people on earth, Christ seems to take a leave of them and return to heaven, but he also reassures them it will not be long before he, being Christ, comes back again. And while we are all busy doing the duties of our different stations of life, whatever labors us, we may try us, whatever difficulties may surround us, whatever sorrows may press us down, let us with pleasure hear our Lord proclaiming, behold, I will come quickly. I come to put an end to the labor and the suffering of my servants. Come and I reward my grace with me to recompromise with royal bounty. Every work of faith and every labor of love, come to receive my faith, preserving people to myself to dwell forever in that blissful world. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, a blessing. Close the hole. You see, by the grace of Christ, friends, we must be kept in the joyful expectation of his glory, fitted for it, and preserve it. And his glorious appearance will be joyful for those who partake of his grace and favor here. Let's all add amen. Let us earnestly thirst for the greater measures of the gracious influences of the blessed Jesus in our souls, and also the gracious presence with us, till the glory made perfect his grace toward us. And also remember that the glory be the Father and to the Son, to the Holy Spirit. And it was the beginning now, and it shall ever be, the world without an end. Amen. Before I play a song, and I have a song you guys are going to like, I want to take a second here and pause. It's been a challenge doing the book of Revelations. I have lost my voice. I've been under the weather. I've had delays. I've gotten busy. And that was no excuse, and I apologize about that. But I'm very blessed and very thankful to be concluding in the book of Revelations. We've learned a lot. If you go back to the book of Revelations chapter 1, take it all the way to this verse 22. Are you starting to see things take shape in America that may have the revelations? Now keep in mind, God does not want us to predict when he's coming. He'll be coming. We just won't know when. So make sure your heart's ready. Another thing I want you to do is I want you to hear this song. Stephen Curtis Chapman, for the sake of the call, and then we're going to pray.
Oh,
Amen. Let me ask you something before we lead off in prayer. Would you be willing to go for the sake of the call? In other words, if God spoke to you and said, you know what? I want you to be a pastor. Go to seminary school or what they call now Bible college. Back in my day, it was seminary school. Let me ask you something. Would you do it? Would you go to school to learn, to do God's will? Or maybe he's talking to you and he's telling you, I want you to be a youth pastor. A lot of need out there for a youth department. Would you do that? Would you listen to God? Would you literally open your heart up to him? Or children's church director. Maybe he wants you to be a children's church director at a church. Would you do it? Have a heart and compassion with kids. I did many, many decades ago. Would you do that for God? How about being a missionary, going out in the missionary field? Would you do that? Of course, you can in the United States. I know we got COVID going on. Would you be a missionary at a Walmart? Would you be a missionary at Target? You see what I'm saying? For the sake of the call. Christians, brothers, sister, pastors, people that are on the church leaders out there. You know, we the church, we the people. We need to go out there. We need to win souls. We need not to just stand behind there and say, well, today's going to be a good day. And yeah. I'm not making fun of pastors, but I've seen it at different places. We can't do that. We should actually be outside of the walls, like one of my pastor friends had told me a long time ago. Go out and hit the nail on the head. Go outside of the walls. There's a mission field out there. Whether it's at your Walmart, your Target, your Starbucks, even though we're social distance, even though we got the COVID, there's people that are hurting, okay? There is. Now, before I lead off in a prayer, I'm going to be going back now as we concluded with Revelations 20, chapter 22. I thank you for your sweet comments and suggestions. I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. I would love to have you on our network. And I want to also thank us being a part of Eternity Ready Radio. That's right, 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. It's EternityReadyRadio.com. If you have an Android phone, you can download that on your Android app. We'd surely appreciate that. Okay, and thank you for being such a great listener. I mean, you guys have just put some positive, gave me some positive feedback for me and sometimes my sidekick Annie when we have her on there from time to time. You know, I love you guys, she loves you guys, and we appreciate all you guys. We really do. So before I lead off in a prayer, I also want you guys to say a very special prayer request. I have had people ask me, how is the friend of yours doing that has COVID-19? Not doing too good. I got an update, and he's still on the ventilator. He's been on the ventilator now for almost a month. This unspoken request for this particular individual. It's been pretty heavy on my heart, guys. I know him. Can't mention his name. Please pray for him. Pray for his family. Pray for his wife. It's tough decisions. Tough roads ahead. The doctors are giving up hope. But we know that God has the final say-so. He's a great physician. She's hanging on strong. Please pray this unspoken prayer request with me here in just a moment. For this particular individual that I know that has COVID-19. I'm telling you, let me tell you guys this. Please wear your mask. I know a lot of y'all, you don't want to wear it, and I know it's a political thing. I understand. Freedom of speech. I have a horrible time breathing in mine, too. We're saving lives. Okay? Agree, disagree, that's okay. I still love y'all. But I'm telling you, I know someone that has it. And he's on a ventilator. I know other people that have told me their loved ones are on ventilators. Guys, once you're on it, it's hard to get off of, and it does a lot of lung damage. Please wear your mask. Can't stress that enough. And I'm going to continue stressing it. Wear your mask and social distance. I know Thanksgiving and Christmas is going to be tough. I pray for our retail stores. I know it's going to be real tough. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much on a Thursday. Thank you for all you do. Father God, I pray you just forgive us of our many sins. Be with us, guide us, watch over and protect us, for we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up on a Thursday morning. Go get yourself another cup of coffee before you get ready to head out to work. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Also, morning show host on EternityReadyRadio.com, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Guys, remember the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. Go out and make it a great day. We'll catch you soon. Bye for now.